Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I woke up on the 4th of July thinking that you would have a country that would probably come together, take a, you know, hit the pause button and say, you know what, maybe we should celebrate America. Liberals are far from that. In fact, they used holiday parades to spout political disdain towards the country, which in theory they were supposed to be celebrating. We are seeing this become a theme from Democrats on the left, who have decided that when they get an audience, even if it's on the 4th of July, that their objective is to undermine this country's institutions, specifically now the Supreme Court. During the July 4th festivities, and there were a lot of them around the country, Democrats made it clear that their goal and objective is to undermine the Supreme Court, to delegitimize the Supreme Court. Now, this is obviously very important to them because they want to pack the court. And packing the court means they can then get new members on the court to overrule the conservative majority that is currently there. Now, yes, you can add members to the Supreme Court. And if you delegitimize the Supreme Court, which is clearly something that they are hell-bent on doing, delegitimizing the Supreme Court, you can then not be, it wouldn't be such a shock to actually flip it, to expand it, to totally pack the court. I think it's obvious now that Democrats have decided that is their objective. That is the goal. It is to pack the Supreme Court and to delegitimize this court and to make it only legitimate if they have the majority. Now, I'm going to play for you a montage. Some of this is from before July 4th, and a lot of this is actually from July 4th events over the weekend. And I want you to hear how much disdain, how much hatred they have for the United States of America while they're supposed to be celebrating this country. And this is in the post Roe v. Wade world where America's government and the Supreme Court is now illegitimate. Now, I also want to say something else. With the economy really and inflation out of control and the stock market taking horrific losses, the NASDAQ down more in 1 month than we've seen back in 2008 was the last time it was this bad. You may be looking at your financial portfolio and you're sick to your stomach. You're not alone. The question is, if you are not diversified in precious metals as part of your financial portfolio, then what would it look like now? Maybe if you would have been. It's not too late, by the way, to take advantage of gold and silver. It is a hedge against inflation, and it's a way for you to diversify your IRA, your 401k, your investment portfolio. If you've never looked at gold and silver, there's actually no better time than right now. Now, I've been investing in gold and silver for, gosh, almost 20 years. I've used it as a percentage of my strategy to protect myself. So on the worst days on Wall Street, usually they're not as bad for me as they are for others. Call Legacy Precious Metals and see what they can do for you. Call and get the free investor's guide right now. 1-866-751-2218. 1-866-751-2218. Get the free investor's guide. You can also go online to legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com. Also, with our podcast, don't forget to hit that auto download button now so you can get this podcast every day automatically for free. Now, the same people that are talking about basically overthrowing the government and overthrowing the Supreme Court are the same people that are saying that Donald Trump should go to prison for advocating, supporting, and demanding that the insurrectionists on January the 6th burn down the Capitol, which they didn't burn down, they didn't try to burn down, and Donald Trump never said to overthrow the government. That's the same people saying that are now saying this. Happy 4th of July from the left. This is their message to America.
This is fascist in many ways.
This decision and this policy will kill people.
There is a war out there, and we need to recognize that we've got to armor up.
I got the pitchforks, you get the gas and the torches.
The hell with the Supreme Court. We will defy them.
We have to build the streets. Right now, elections are not enough.
Get angry!
This far-right racist, sexist Supreme Court that made this decision based upon politics.
This court has lost legitimacy. They have burned whatever legitimacy they may still have had.
This is a crisis of legitimacy.
This decision is delegitimizing the Supreme Court.
Now, I want you to think about just the delegitimizing, and they've lost legitimacy. You're hearing this from top Democratic leaders. You can hear them saying it. This is obviously a coordinated attack on the Supreme Court, and they are using the same verbiage. Why? Because they have decided this is how you undermine our institutions. You undermine the Supreme Court. This is how you go about pulling this off. And it's a very, 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 very smart move if you're the Democratic Party, because you understand that the people that follow you, many of them don't read the Constitution and certainly don't have respect for the Supreme Court because they really don't know anything about it. What they've also have now said is that if we don't get our way, and this is exactly what socialists do, this is what dictators do, this is what people like Vladimir Putin or Hugo Chavez or Fidel Castro have done. This is the same thing that Adolf Hitler did, right? If you don't get your way, then you just say that the other side, it was delegitimate, right? It was illegitimate. It was something that it should never have happened. And so therefore, I'm going to overrule it, right? Donald Trump got elected. Let's go back to that. And when he got elected in 2016, what did they say? They said he wasn't the legitimate president of the United States of America. Then they said he actually didn't win. Then they said that he was right. I mean, they went. Then they said, well, he was actually helped by the Russians and Russian collusion, even though they knew that was a lie. And they delegitimized his presidency. Now, it worked, if you think about it, because he lost one re-election, and two, the entire time he was president, he was having to defend himself from being thrown out of office because of literally, no pun intended, trumped up charges by the Democrats on issues that they created out of thin air. And when you can delegitimize a president and you make him weak the entire time that he is president, it has an impact on the president's agenda. Playing defense, if you're the president all the time, instead of getting to play some offense, is pretty much everything you need to know. Now, you look at how well they pulled that off. Delegitimizing the presidency of Donald Trump the entire time, Russian collusion, the Russians are in charge, we're going to arrest people around him, he deserves to go to prison, he deserves to be impeached. The list was long, okay? We all know that. The list was actually very long. And they delegitimized him. It worked. If you're a Democrat, you celebrated the delegitimizing and the attacking of Donald Trump and his administration, the people that work for him. You celebrated every part of this. It's no different than what you're witnessing right now, but now it's the Supreme Court. Now, they're going after the Supreme Court in a broad argument, but they're also going after the Supreme Court and going after individuals, because if you can delegitimize certain Supreme Court justices, then you can justify packing the court to offset the justices that you have now decided are illegitimate, right? You can delegitimize them. This is what they've been doing recently to Clarence Thomas specifically. They hate Clarence Thomas because he's a black man that is powerful, that is on the Supreme Court, that is a constitutionalist, and he hurts their cause. That's why they've decided we will delegitimize him specifically.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Woo! Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No.
We didn't either when we were watching this. That's the problem.
We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show. And we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them.
And then you get into
as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from 4 Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer, subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com, promo code Ben.
Who is Clarence Thomas? Is he my Saudi Arabian father who's going to tell me what I can and cannot do with my body?
A lot of people who believe this is a rigged court.
I'm just convinced we need to burn it all down because at this point, I don't know what else we're supposed to do.
Be prepared to live in defiance of these 6 people.
Illegitimate! Illegitimate! Illegitimate!
I'm advocating for violence. I am advocating for violence.
If you hold on a second. I'm advocating for violence. Did we get any violence this past weekend? Did we get a shooting, I think, that happened? 2 police officers shot during a Philadelphia 4th of July fireworks show. I think we had that. Didn't we have a shooting that also took place that Kamala Harris is now going to visit Chicago in wake of the July 4th shooting there? Is it the same Democrats that were just advocating? I am advocating for violence. You heard that, right? Because Vice President Harris is going to visit Chicago on Tuesday, 24 hours after a mass shooting that killed 6 people, which, by the way, in Chicago is really not a lot of people. I'm just being honest. You got 25 people that were killed on Friday alone in Chicago, and no one gives a crap. But now, because it's, you know, at the same time, then it's, oh, well, this changes everything because we got to push for gun control. And we've decided this is some horrific mass shooting that we must then use to push our political agenda. You got 6 people that were killed. At least 30 more injured. That's less than a normal weekend of carnage any weekend in Chicago. But because it happened at a 4th of July parade and all the victims were lining this parade en route to the city's Highland Park neighborhood, they've decided now to use this as a gun control call for gun control mandate. So Kamala Harris is going to show up in Chicago, even though more people die on a normal week in Chicago than this. And they never show up for that, right? Quote, I'm going to travel to Chicago tomorrow morning to address the National Association of Educators, NEA, Harris told reporters after visiting with firefighters in Santa Monica, California. And then she says, I'm going to go spend time with the victims of this tragedy. Part of what I'm preparing, sadly, I was preparing it before, but it resonates every day. She says it's a whole section on what our teachers go through. They go to school to learn how to teach our kids to inspire their ambitions to create the future generations of leaders, and our teachers are also training to deal with an active shooter, Harris went on to say. So this is what she's going to do. Quote, our teachers are having to learn how to put a tourniquet on a kid if they have been shot. And so what we look at is the issue of gun violence. Yes, never let a tragedy go to waste. Now, all the people that die on a normal Saturday and Sunday and a Monday and a Tuesday and a Wednesday in Chicago, we don't give a crap about them. That's what Democrats have made clear. Lori Lightfoot, the president, the vice president, they don't care about all those deaths. But if it happens at a July 4th parade after Democrats have been calling for violence, because of what happened to Supreme Court with Roe v. Wade, then now we got to show up because we got to advocate for, you know, this issue of guns and getting rid of guns and banning guns. She goes on to say, hey, Harris, on July 4th, again, this is on the day you're supposed to be celebrating freedom. You're now calling to take away Americans' freedom, saying, quote, we look at the dangers that is present in communities. It ranges and it's sometimes, well, it's something that we should, well, quote, should take. And I'm quoting her exactly here. This isn't me screwing up. Okay. It's something that we should take, well, you know, take it very seriously, quote unquote. That's the actual quote. Don't blame me. Blame her for that. The trip was announced on Friday, by the way, before the shooting, but now they're trying to act like the trip's going to happen after the shooting because you never let a crisis go to waste. That's what Barack Obama's team said. President Joe Biden, by the way, on Monday said he and the First Lady Jill Biden were, quote, shocked by the senseless gun violence. Are you really shocked by the senseless gun violence, Mr. President? I'm asking seriously because there are dozens and dozens and dozens of people that are murdered and shot every single weekend in Chicago. You don't come out with statements when that happens. So why the statement now? Because this is when they can grab your guns. What better day to call for grabbing guns than July 4th, right? This senseless gun violence has yet again brought grief to an American community on Independence Day. The suspected shooter, by the way, has since been arrested by Chicago law enforcement. During a press conference, Highland Park police chiefs announced the suspect gunman was apprehended at 6:30 p.m. North Chicago police officers did it. Right. We got the guy, but we got to exploit this. Now, what's interesting is, and we'll find out, I'm sure, more about the shooter at some point. But it's interesting that we have a shooter on Independence Day who goes and does a mass shooting. And then what immediately happens? Democrats immediately call for gun control on a day that you should never call for gun control. Right. If you understand what this country's all about. You should never ever call for gun control on July 4th. Welcome to 2022, when that's exactly what we do. We delegitimize anything we don't like. We delegitimize anything that is against what we believe in. We undermine things in society that we hate. We take out, you know, Supreme Court justice. Hell, we put out a kill list for justices, and then we don't condemn the violence of justices. Don't forget that part of the story. Remember, there were people that were trying to kill. There was a man trying to assassinate Brett Kavanaugh. The president did not come out and condemn it. The vice president didn't come out and condemn the violence, but on July 4th, yes, there's a shooting in Chicago, which happens every day. There are mass shootings that happen in Chicago literally every single weekend, but this one we're going to use to take away guns and advocate for taking away guns. So let's go. Let's do this. You have to understand, they don't care about you. They care about controlling you. They don't care about your rights. They want to take them all away from you. They don't care about what you believe in or what the Constitution says, because they're going to tell you that the Constitution is illegitimate. They're going to delegitimize it. They're going to tell you the Supreme Court is illegitimate, so therefore we can pack the court to protect you from yourselves, right? Because anytime we get a bad ruling, ha-ha, and we're in charge, we'll just throw some more people on the Supreme Court, and then we'll overturn the ruling that we didn't like, because that's how we roll. Tell me I'm wrong, by the way. Give me one example where I'm wrong. Let's go back to the tape. We're not even through half of this tape of this incredible montage of all these Democrats on a mission to make insurrection, I guess, great again, right? This is what they're doing. They want to delegitimize everything. They want to pack courts. They want to tell you the Constitution sucks. Happy 4th of July, and we're going to call for gun bans on July 4th.
You want rights in this country under this conservative Supreme Court? You better be a cis hetero white man or an Uzi, because those are the two things that this court believes have rights.
This is really not just about abortion. This is about just an attack on modern America as we have come to know it.
This is not just a crisis of Roe. This is a crisis of our democracy. The Supreme Court has dramatically overreached its authority.
Four men who will never bear children and one handmaiden decided for an entire country that their Christian doctrine is the only way.
How have we not completely dismantled the government?
We need to get some confidence back in our court, and that means we need more justices on the United States Supreme Court.
The only actual solution is to expand the court.
Now, I'm not advocating for burning down buildings. I'm not advocating for it.
I'm not advocating for burning down buildings, but I'm not advocating for burning down buildings. At least she's being honest, right? Well, I'm not saying go out there and burn them down, but I mean, come on. Like, maybe we should burn them down. I'm not going to be mad at you if you do it, right? I'm not advocating for violence. It's the same line the Democratic Party had earlier, right? I'm not advocating for violence, okay? Everybody calm down. But here's the addresses of the conservative Supreme Court justices that we say are taking away your rights, that we are dehumanizing, and then we want you to be able to go after them and attack them and kill them, right? Here's the kill list. Like, I'm not going to go kill them, but maybe you will think about going to kill Brett Kavanaugh or Clarence Thomas or any of the other conservative justices that, quote, just took away your rights. That's exactly what they were doing before when they let's go back to the leak here. Let's go back to the leak of Roe v. Wade and this opinion, right? The leaker leaked this and probably did it. And this is my theory, but I feel pretty good about it. Okay. I do. I feel pretty good about it. My guess is, right, keyword guess, is that there was a Supreme Court justice, like a Sotomayor, that looked at one of their staffers and said, hey, I can't leak this because I'll get in trouble, but you can leak this. And if you do leak this, then I know you're not going to be able to be a lawyer anymore, and they're going to catch you eventually, right? We'll do everything we can to protect you, but eventually they might find you. And if they do, it's okay because you will become instantly famous. You will do all the talk shows. We will embrace you. You'll get speaking engagements. You can write a book, and you'll become a hero of the left, and you'll make millions for the rest of your life being the one that stood up on Roe v. Wade, and the left will celebrate you. That was the sales pitch. And why did they leak it early? Because they wanted to put pressure on the Supreme Court to not do it. Now, I don't think they thought leaking it in general. I think they thought, hey, maybe we can take out one of our fellow justices. Because that's exactly what ended up happening. Here are their addresses, right? We're going to dox them. Here's where they live. Right? Here's literally where they live. Go to their house, quote, peacefully. Ha ha. And then we'll call for violence and burning down of institutions like the Supreme Court. You have Democrats. And again, this is all while they're, quote, investigating the insurrectionists of January the 6th, where nothing was burned. And the only person that died on that day was a unarmed woman who was shot by the Capitol Police. Don't forget that. And no one was charged with crime. Also, don't forget that. You noticing a trend here? Because you probably should be noticing a trend here. It is a trend, folks. They get to be violent. They get to come after conservatives. They get to try to lock up conservatives or actually come in and use the FBI to intimidate, to scare the hell out of them, to come after them. We've seen this with everybody that, you know, defied the January 6th committee. We've seen this with Trump staffers. We saw this with General Flynn. Right, you weaponize the United States government, and when you weaponize the United States government, then you have ultimate power and control over those people. You try to lock people up, you try to kick them out of office, Donald Trump, you lie about them and claim that they're working with the Russians and insurrection, right? You just keep going down the list, right? Keep going down the list. Everything you can do, you tell the Supreme Court justices you don't really have an opinion anymore, because if you give the wrong opinion, we'll either A, pack the court, or we'll give out your address so someone can murder you, assassinate you. And if you think they're going to back down, you're stupid. They are not going to back down.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Woo! Thank you. Yes. When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
you guys, we didn't legends. Either when we were watching
yeah,
this.
That's the thing. That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were
we
young.
We were kids and so self involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize well, no, how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were yeah. to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer, subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com, promo code Ben. And I want to bring up just two different stories very quickly that relate to what I'm talking about with this total anarchy at the hands of the Democratic Party. Number one, Olympic gymnasts have come together recently, and you may not have seen this story. And this, you want to talk about illegitimate government, right? Okay, so Democrats are, everything's illegitimate if we don't get our way. Can we talk about lack of accountability of our government? I'll give you an example. Olympic gold medalist Simone Biles and dozens of other women who were sexually assaulted by that Dr. Larry Nassar are seeking more than $1 billion from the FBI for failing to stop the sports doctor when the agency received allegations against him. Lawyers came out this past week and said, and this should have been massive news. It wasn't, because it makes the FBI look bad. And right, the government loves the FBI right now because they do the dirty work of the Democratic Party. There's no dispute, by the way, that FBI agents back in 2015 knew that Nassar, or Nassar, however the hell you say his name, it's Nassar, was accused of assaulting gymnasts, but they failed to act, leaving him free to continue to target young women and girls for more than a year. Now, think about it. If you go above the police, right, you go to the FBI, and the FBI knows about this, and the FBI does nothing to stop it, that should make all of us pause for a moment. They didn't do anything. They failed to act. They left him free to continue to target young girls and women for more than a year. He pled guilty in 2017, by the way, serving decades in prison. It's a life sentence, basically. Quote, "It's time for the FBI to be held accountable," is what one gymnast said. She was a Oklahoma gymnast in college from 17 to 19 and worked in the juniors under Nassar, who then did what he did. Under federal law, a government agency has 6 months to respond to the tort claims filed by the gymnast, the lawsuits that could follow depending on the FBI's response. They noted that the 2018 shock that it took this long for them to come and actually do their job and look the other way is going to be a problem, quote, for the FBI. Now, there's another part of this story. The lawyers involved noted that the 2018 massacre at Florida Stoneman Douglas High School, the FBI received a tip about 5 weeks before the 17 people were killed at the school, but the tip was never forwarded to the FBI's South Florida office. The government agreed to pay $127.5 million to families of those killed or injured. So there is precedent for your tax dollars being paid out when the FBI doesn't do their job. But what is the FBI doing right now? Running around the country grabbing grandmothers who were involved in the insurrection of January the 6th because that's the real threat to society. There are 90 people involved in the claim, including some of the most famous Olympians, many of them gold medalists. And they said they're not backing down. If the FBI had simply done its job, this doctor would have been stopped before he ever had the chance to abuse hundreds of girls, including me, is what a former University of Michigan gymnast, Samantha Roy, said. An email seeking comment was sent to the FBI. Don't worry, they did not respond. Indianapolis-based USA Gymnastics told local agents in 2015, quote, that three gymnasts said they were assaulted by the doctor, but the FBI did not open a formal investigation or inform federal or state authorities in Michigan, according to the Justice Department's Inspector General. Los Angeles agents in 2016 began a sexual tourism investigation against the doctor and interviewed several victims, but also didn't alert Michigan authorities, the inspector general also said. Finally, he was arrested in the fall of 2016 during an investigation by Michigan State University Police. He was a doctor at Michigan State. Michigan Attorney General's office ultimately handled the assault charge against the doctor, while federal prosecutors in Grand Rapids, Michigan, filed a child pornography case. In remarks to Congress last year, the FBI director, Christopher Wray, acknowledged major mistakes, saying, quote, "I am especially sorry that there were people at the FBI who had their own chance to stop this monster back in 15 and failed, and that's inexcusable." That's what Wray told the victims of the Senate hearing at the time. At the same time, by the way, at the hearing, Simone Biles, widely considered to be the greatest gymnast of all time, said an entire system enabled the abuse. Dead silence, by the way, when she talked to the FBI agents about the doctor is what another gymnast said at the time. The Justice Department in May said it would not pursue criminal charges against former agents who were accused of giving inaccurate or incomplete responses during the Inspector General's investigation because, right, the deep state protects themselves at all costs. Let me say that again. The Justice Department in May said that it would not pursue criminal charges against former agents who were accused of giving inaccurate or incomplete responses during the Inspector General's investigation. Now, I say this and talk about this story just to back up to remind you of the government and what's going on right now. And this is another, if this isn't enough to make you angry, let's also talk about what's happening right now in Russia. You know, while the Democrats are trying to delegitimize our government institutions at the Supreme Court that don't give them what they want, when they do get what they want, this is what it looks like. Another example of the incompetency of this government right now is the fact that we have Brittany Griner, WNBA star, who's still being held in Russia. She finally wrote a letter to the President of the United States of America. Clearly, they leaked it on purpose because there's been nothing that's happened. And early on, they told them, right, don't do anything, right? Whatever you do, don't do anything. Be quiet. Don't antagonize the Russians. We're the government. We'll deal with this. Don't come out with public statements. Don't criticize Biden. Don't criticize your government. We'll do everything to get her out, yada, yada, yada. And now the family, her family, has realized, okay, the government and this administration is totally incompetent, so what do we have to lose? So they've now released this parts of this letter that was sent to the president, and it said in there, Brittany Griner wrote, I miss my wife. I miss my family. I miss my teammates. It kills me to know they are suffering so much right now. I'm grateful for whatever you can do at this moment to get me home. She said she's terrified, and she's afraid she's going to spend the rest of her life in a Russian prison. Now, this letter, clearly, which was approved by the Russians, right, to get out to her, they had to know that she was going to send this, and they let it go because it makes the president look incompetent. It makes America look inept. It makes America look weak. So, of course, but this is what happens. You have a WNBA star, and where are the feminists right now? Can someone tell me that? Where's the LGBTQIA community defending one of their own? Right? This is a gay woman in a jail in Russia. You would think they would be losing their minds, but nope, they're all being quiet now because we don't want to make Joe Biden look bad. We don't want to make the government look bad. Now, at the same time that we're looking the other way, when an American citizen is being held in Russia, we'll come out and we'll tell you that we're on a mission to make this country great again by overthrowing this country. That's what we're going to do. We're going to make this country be amazing, look amazing, by delegitimizing and undermining any institution that we disagree with. Forget the fact that the system's broken. There's two examples I just gave you, whether it's Joe Biden or foreign policy or what's happening right now with the FBI and the deep state, always protecting themselves at all costs.
Into the streets!
Yes, let's get in the streets, folks. Let's get in the streets, delegitimize everything that doesn't agree with us. Delegitimize anyone who doesn't agree with us. That's the Democratic playbook. And on July 4th, they're telling you we want to take away your guns. We want to overthrow the government. And we want to overthrow any institution, including using violence and burning down buildings. Welcome to the July 4th holiday through the eyes of Democrats. You're welcome. All right, lastly, please make sure you hit that subscribe button or auto download button wherever you are listening to this podcast right now, and take a moment to write us a 5-star review. Many on the left have been attacking our podcast, writing us bad reviews on purpose. So if you would help us fight back by writing us a good review, a 5-star review, and share this podcast with your family and friends on social media to help us grow. See you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's 4patriots.com/Ben. So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly. Uh-huh. Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
From original art and diplomas to ticket stubs and the keys to your first home, we all have mementos we'd love to put on display. Framebridge is the easy and affordable way to custom frame just about anything, with fair upfront pricing based on the size of your item and fast, free shipping. Plus, your happiness is guaranteed. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started. That's framebridge.com.